sometimes the trip is less about the destination and more about the journey. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jay Schaefer, along with my Kansas travel guide, Rex Buchanan. This edition of Take the Off-Ramp takes us to a faraway place, far away from Lawrence anyway, and we're taking the back roads across rugged terrain. So rugged, in fact, we decided not to take the nice, shiny, newish station van. Instead, we're taking my old beat-up Jeep Commander. With brand new tires, road snacks, and plenty of water, we head way south of Lawrence and a little west to Greenwood County in southeast Kansas.
So we left the parking lot of Kansas Public Radio at about 7 o'clock this morning. 15 hours later, we're here near the ghost town of Teeterville at a place called Teeter Rock. Rex Buchanan, what are we looking at?
Well, Teeter Rock is just kind of a landmark in this part of the Flint Hills. It's a rock that was part of the limestone formation out here. It's been a big chunk of it's been tilted up on end, and it's at a high spot out here in the Flint Hills. It's kind of a landmark in and of itself.
Teeter Rock is a huge upended limestone monolith placed at the top of a steep hill. It's like a giant exclamation point made from solid rock, standing alone at the end of a long and winding sentence, or road, whatever. This massive rock is partially buried deep in the ground, probably to keep it from blowing over in the windy Flint Hills.
It does make a nice destination because the route to Teeterville and to Teeter Rock goes through kind of some of the heart of the Flint Hills in Chase County, a certain extent in Greenwood County. It's open range country. For the most part, you're on public roads that go through the pastures of the Flint Hills. You get a feeling for it that's hard to get any other way. You're driving through public roads and in pastures where you don't see much evidence of human occupation except maybe occasional pump jack from an oil well or, you know, fences, obviously, from the hills. But you don't see a lot of houses. You don't see a lot of transmission lines even. It's a good place to sort of get a sense of the sweep of the land and maybe even in places get a feel for what it looked like when somebody might have been coming across here 200 or 300 years ago before we changed the landscape so much.
A word of caution, Teeter Rock is rather remote. There's a country song that talks about wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. This is one of those places. But coming here was no mistake. From the site of this massive rock at the top of the highest hill around, you get a sweeping view of the Flint Hills. From this vantage point, you might even get a new perspective on life. Rex didn't, but you might. To me, this place is majestic, maybe even magical.
Would you say this is Kansas's answer to Stonehenge?
Would I say that? No, I wouldn't say that. It's a
it's a monolith.
It is a monolith, but Stonehenge, I think, for the most part, the interpretation today is that is of astronomical significance. You might even say of spiritual significance.
But this is a bit of a sundial.
A sundial.
Look at the shadow that rock is.
Could you tell what time it was from that shadow? Look, I understand what you're getting at. You can think of it that way, I guess, if you want to.
It's still worth seeing.
Well, no, it's definitely worth coming out here, partly for the view, because I think it sort of captures the sweep of the Flint Hills, and partly for the journey to get here. I do think if you're going to come out here, you need to be equipped to come out here. These are gravel roads with chert on them that can be tough on tires. You need to keep an eye on the weather because it's out here. It's fairly remote. There isn't always cell phone coverage. If you run out of gas out here, you're going to be sitting here for a while. So you need to think about what you're doing. But I would also say the risk is worth the reward. And you get, again, the sense of the Flint Hills. It takes a little effort, but nothing good comes easy. So it's worth driving out here. It's a good destination if you want to see the Flint Hills.
You heard it, Rex Buchanan, calling Teeter Rock the Stonehenge of Kansas.
Teeter Rock gets its name from the nearby ghost town of Teeterville, an early oil town named after James Teeter, who owned a lot of land in Greenwood County. We came here at the suggestion of one of our listeners. Thanks, Jeff. Do you have a suggestion for the next place we should visit? Just drop us a line. Along with Rex Buchanan, I'm Jay Schaefer at Teeter Rock in Greenwood County, encouraging you to take the off-ramp and explore Kansas.